Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator, this podcast and the information shared within it are intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hi, welcome to Project I Am. Today we're going to tackle one of the trickier aspects of modern life and explore ways to bring calm and clarity into uncertain times. Today's episode is all about dealing with change that feels out of control, especially big political changes, like the fear and uncertainty that many are feeling right now. The focus here isn't about taking sides or debating policies. Instead, it's about how we can find stability within ourselves, even when the world around us feels shaky. Today's the morning after the elections, and it's kind of early, so my voice is, I don't know, all over the place. But I'm doing this podcast for some of you out there that I've chatted with just in the last little bit of time, and some of the messages I received, but also I'm doing it for me, because I think in mornings like this morning, it's easy to feel a little bit fearful, a little bit unstable. It's easy to have anxiety regarding what life could look like for you, especially if you are a minority, a sexual minority, especially if you're a woman, especially if you have some less conservative viewpoints. So if you're feeling worried or anxious about what the future holds, you are not alone. Let's dig into some strategies together for managing fear, finding perspective, and staying resilient. Why political change feels so personal? You see, political changes like a new presidency affect us in ways that feel deeply personal, and there's a reason for that. Politics isn't just about laws or policies, but it's about values. It's about security. It's about our personal identities. And so when a leader or administration comes into power with values that may be very different from ours, it can feel like our own beliefs are being threatened, or that our way of life could change, or that we could land up prosecuted for something that we believe should be a personal right. Well, psychologists refer to this as identity threat. When our beliefs or values are challenged specifically by people in power, it can trigger a fear response, what many of you may be feeling right now, and what some of you maybe can't relate to at all, because you're on the other side of the coin, where recent political events are making you feel more secure. Maybe they're making you feel better, and maybe they are reinforcing your identity. That's okay. And if that is you, then this particular episode might not be for you, right? So our brain's fight or flight or freeze instinct kicks in, and it makes us hard to stay calm or even rational sometimes. We may even feel a sense of helplessness because, let's face it, none of us has the power to single-handedly change the direction of the country, the state, or the city that we live in. Research from the Journal of Anxiety Disorders shows us that political events can lead to heightened stress and anxiety, especially during uncertain times. Knowing this, how do we then regain a sense of control and a sense of security? Well, it starts by recognizing that while we may not control the external changes, we can still control how we respond to them. So, how do we cope with feelings of powerlessness? Feeling powerless in the face of political change is incredibly common. And I think many people in many countries all over the world throughout history have felt this sense of powerlessness as regimes have come into power, as particular people have come into power, and people have felt threatened. But there are ways to manage this fear and this feeling so that it doesn't control us. One of the most powerful tools we have is self-compassion. When we're anxious about the future, we often add an extra layer of judgment, telling ourselves things like, I shouldn't feel this way, I need to be stronger, I need to do better than this. But research from Dr. Kristen Neff, a pioneer in self-compassion from the University of Texas, Austin, shows us that being kind to ourselves can actually reduce anxiety. Instead of judging yourself for feeling fearful, try acknowledging it. Try saying something like, this is tough. I'm feeling fearful right now. And that's okay. Another effective approach is to focus on what you can control. When everything feels overwhelming, break it down. Take a moment to list things that you do have power over. Your actions, your reactions, your daily choices. Shifting your attention to these smaller controllable areas can sometimes bring a surprising sense of relief. For example, if you're concerned about policies that could impact certain communities, consider ways you can offer support or get involved locally in a grassroots level, right? Volunteering, donating, joining community groups are all actions within your control that can make a real difference. Take small steps to help combat that powerless feeling. I think for many people, taking action in this kind of way and getting back to ground level activism, ground level volunteering, getting involved in the community that you feel represents you, these things can make a difference and make you feel like you have a certain level of control and that you are making a difference in a very uncertain world. The art of accepting uncertainty. Accepting uncertainty is, well, let's face it, it's easier said than done, especially when it feels like the stakes are so high. But here's the thing. Uncertainty is a constant in life. You have been dealing with uncertainty for the last decade, two decades, ever since you were born, you've been dealing with uncertainty. Now, there's just greater uncertainty in one particular area that impacts a lot of your life, possibly. But no matter who is in power, there'll always be a level of unpredictability. There always has been uncertainty. There always has been unpredictability. And there always will be. You are just more aware of it now, because the possibility of it impacting you in a very real way might be a lot higher. But the uncertainty has always been there. One way to handle uncertainty is by building emotional resilience. This does not mean ignoring our worries, but instead acknowledging them while recognizing our ability to get through tough times. You see, you are resilient. If you're a minority person, whether it's a sexual minority, a racial minority, in whatever area that you find yourself in the minority, you are resilient. You must have been in order to get to where you are today. Studies show that resilience can be strengthened through practices like mindfulness and gratitude. And I know for many of us right now, with what's going on, you might think, really, mindfulness and gratitude, that is what you're telling me to do right now? Yeah, I am. Because at the end of the day, mindfulness and gratitude will keep you sane. It'll keep you from losing your mind. You see, mindfulness, for example, helps us to stay present in the moment, rather than getting lost in the what-if scenarios about the future. If we stay present and we stay mindfulness, you will stop spiraling into the what happens if this happens, if that happens, if this happens. Simple exercises like deep breathing or a quick 5-minute meditation can ground us in the present moment. And when we're grounded in the present moment, we stop spiraling. When our mind spirals into fear about the future, remind yourself that right now, in this moment, you are okay. Because let's face it, our imaginations can run away with us. Another powerful tool is gratitude. This doesn't mean ignoring real concerns, but rather choosing to also notice the good that still exists. Keep a gratitude journal, jotting down a few things each day that bring comfort or joy. This is really helpful. It could be as simple as a hot cup of coffee or a chat with a friend, But research clearly shows that gratitude can literally rewire our brains, making it easier to see the positive, even in difficult times. So, self-compassion, gratitude, start doing the stuff. Start today. And then building community and connection. One of the best ways to counter political anxiety is by connecting with others. When we feel isolated in our worries, they can grow bigger and harder to manage. At the same time, sometimes connecting with others, maybe some others who have a greater level of anxiety than you do, that can also stoke your anxiety. So be careful who you choose to connect with, right? But sharing these concerns with others who understand, friends, family, community, can bring a huge sense of relief. Don't let it stoke you up into a frenzy, right? Because there are those in our community who, when we turn to them for comfort and sanity, can prove to be more insane than we are. But at the end of the day, studies show that social support is one of the greatest predictors of resilience. When we find, when we feel supported, our brain produces oxytocin, which helps counter stress. Again, be mindful here. Connecting doesn't mean getting trapped in negative conversations. It's easy to fall into a cycle of doom scrolling or venting, but instead focusing on uplifting conversations that encourage action, encourage perspective, this will be most helpful. Consider finding a group that promotes positive, constructive dialogue. Many communities have support groups focused on navigating political and social change. Even online forums or social media groups, when chosen wisely, can provide a safe space to share and listen. And remember, you don't need a large group to feel supported. A simple conversation with a sane friend who understands your worries can be incredibly grounding. Often just knowing that we're not alone in our feelings can make them much easier to bear. And then engage in constructive action. Another way to manage feelings of helplessness is by channeling them into action. Take small constructive steps. These small constructive steps can make a big difference in how we feel. Consider getting involved in causes that align with your values, whether it's through volunteering, donating, or simply staying informed. One small approach, if you don't have a lot of time, if you are already feeling overwhelmed and overworked and you don't have time to get involved in a huge way, use the 5-minute action rule. Set aside just 5 minutes a day to do something meaningful, whether that means signing a petition, making a donation, or writing to your representative. These small actions, I'm a little excited now, so stumbling over my words, but these small actions may seem minor, but they add up and they remind us that we do actually have a voice. And remember that action doesn't have to be a large scale thing to be impactful. If environmental issues concern you, consider making eco-friendly choices in your home. If you're passionate about education, support your local schools or after-school programs. These actions won't solve everything overnight, but they give you a sense of purpose and connection. Decide to volunteer at your local clinic if sexual health is important to you. Volunteer as a support person. Find some way to give back in a way that is meaningful to you in an area that is important to you. Build a foundation for personal resilience. Now, okay, let's talk about resilience. Resilience is like a muscle. We build it over time, especially when faced with challenges. Building resilience doesn't mean ignoring or minimizing the reality of our fears, but it does mean learning about how to carry our fears without being overwhelmed. And like I said earlier, many of you already are resilient because of who you are, right? And if you're worried about what's going on today, there's a good chance that you've been resilient previous to now, prior to now, and it's because of that resilience that you're aware of stuff. I'm not going to go more into that, but back to resilience. How do we become more resilient? How do we manage our resilience? How do we build our resilient muscle? Well, number one, self-care routines. You're not going to help anybody else if you fall apart yourself. So creating a daily routine that includes time for self-care, even if it's just a few minutes, this can be incredibly helpful. Activities like journaling, exercising, taking a quiet walk where we can calm our mind and our body. This helps us deal better with stress. Second, limit your media consumption. Stay informed, but consider setting boundaries around how much time you spend on news and social media. Studies show very clearly that excessive exposure to distressing news can worsen anxiety. So try limiting yourself to checking news updates once or twice a day, and consider following sources that are informative without being sensationalized. This is really important, right? Nobody's telling you to not stay up to date with what's happening in the world, but you don't need to check your social media or your newsfeed every 2 hours to stay informed. So limit yourself. Check your social media or your newsfeed. Check it once or twice a day. You will stay informed, and the chances of you not spiraling are greater. Also, be careful what newsfeed you use, right? Some news feeds do sensationalize things. They do exaggerate. They make things seem so much bigger than what they are. And it creates anxiety, which is their goal. Stay away from those news feeds. Stay up to date, linked in with news feeds that are accurate, informative, that are not overly emotional. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. We mentioned this earlier, but it's worth repeating. Self-compassion is essential for resilience. When things feel uncertain, remind yourself, I'm doing the best I can. Be patient with yourself and recognize that it's okay to have hard days. A great practice to end each day with is a few moments of personal reflection. Think about what went well during your day. Think about what challenged you. Think about what you're proud of. This simple habit can help you end each day on a positive note, even during difficult times. Okay, as we wrap up, I want to chat about finding hope and perspective. Remember that you are not alone in feeling anxious or uncertain. Life's twists and turns are unpredictable, but they can also be opportunities for growth, for resilience, and for new connections. History has clearly shown us that change often brings challenges, but also new possibilities. By focusing on what you can control, finding connection, and cultivating resilience, you'll be better equipped to face whatever the future holds. Okay, I want you to know that I'm thinking of you today as we together build resilience, as together we navigate change, as together we deal with uncertainty. Thank you for joining me on Project I Am. If you found this episode helpful, subscribe and share with friends. And join us next time. Until then, take care of yourselves. Find small ways to stay grounded. And remember that even in uncertainty, you have the power to shape your responses. See you next time. May you be well.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.